Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us and that you come back and be with us each and every Thursday night. I want to remind everybody of that call-in number. It's 323-203-0815 because we love to hear from you and to interact with you. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air, and I have it from a very good source, our very own Ronan, that we've got calls. Are you ready to do business?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
Oh, look at that. Hi. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I would like to know her opinion on my situation. So this is in regards of the gentleman who actually invited me to the cruise last week. So the day that he told me that he needed an answer, I started feeling so bad with stomach cramps and even diarrhea, believe it or not. I was so nervous. And, you know, something inside me said it wasn't a good idea. And so I called him and I said that I wasn't ready. And he shared with me some things that made me wonder if he's even the person that I want to be with. He shared that, you know, he's been working for this company, it's a startup for 17 years, and that sometimes they didn't pay him. So he wasn't stable. And so my question is this, as a woman who wants to be cherished, protected, and be the mother of the family, is it possible that sometimes we figure out that there is no compatibility between that person and yourself after you learn things from that person? Or do you know that right away?
No. For men, they use their intuition. They gather data and decide. For women, we check our neurotransmitters, which are the conduits for our feelings. We carry them, they're maximally in the guts. So I like women to follow their instincts about their feelings, and I like men to follow their intuition. So if your instinct was that you were dealing with somebody that you don't want to deal with, then follow it.
All right, because what I learned from you is it's that you need to respect the man, and you as a woman needs to be cherished, and that's the way I like the situation to be. But for me, a man that doesn't have it figured out at 52, then I cannot really admire that, or I feel uncomfortable respecting his lifestyle. Is that too cruel?
Well, if you have evidence, I even recommend that women hire a detective, preferably a lady, to do a real checkup. I think there's even a company that specializes in checking backgrounds for people, especially dating. There, a lot of criminal behavior happens around dating and engagement. And so you can either go with your gut instinct or you can get evidence that tells you what to feel.
I see. Because I felt so bad that day. It was incredible. I never felt that, like that before in my life. Something was telling me, this is not the man that you want to be with, because
Now, exactly what evidence did you have?
Well, he told me in a conversation that he wasn't financially stable, and that he would not be a provider. He said to me very sincerely.
If you're a gold digger, go away. I don't have any money.
But I actually don't think that I am a gold digger, because if I was, I would say, yes, let's go to the cruise. Let's go to Europe. But instead, I don't want to waste his time or my time with someone who cannot...
Well, what I'm hearing, he could be rich, 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 but he wants you to mother him by paying your own way or even paying his way. So everything can be seen from two sides. He may have been setting you up with, well, I'll pay for you too.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to, I mean, can you tell on the third day, or do you need to just continue to date this person?
I want you to date somebody three times in order to get a real feeling for him. Because if you're dumping them prematurely, you're not giving them a chance to show that they are normal.
Right. Yes, I have been dating this guy since October of last year.
Well,
but I feel in my gut.
You have chemistry.
I don't know, because he hasn't even held my hand. Physical chemistry, I'm not sure.
No. You don't need to hold hands. Chemistry is what's the exchange of the body chemicals that happen within minutes of meeting.
No,
Do you have chemistry for him?
No, I don't. Well, I don't.
That's important. At that time, I would have said on the invitation to a fourth date, I would have said, thank you so much. We've met three times, but I do not have the right feelings for a romance, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to date me, it will be as friends until further notice.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, doctor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Yeah, that chemistry. And I love what you say about not being a user. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, guys. I called last week. Hi, I'm the person that has the guy that's friends with his ex. And I know, Kelly, you were talking about you're still friends with your ex. And I wanted to follow up on that. So basically, now a new development has happened since then. Basically, he started a business page on his Instagram, and he was only following like 10, 15 people, one of which is his ex-wife, so he says. So I started following the business page, and the moment that he saw that I followed it, he unfollowed his ex-wife as if he didn't want me to see her or know of her, or be able to contact her. And I noticed that because he was only following a small amount of people. And that kind of put me off. And then after, like, the last time he and I conversed, he told me he was going to call me back on Saturday. Today is Thursday. He never called me back on Saturday. He texts me just like a hi emoji And then today he wound up calling me saying he was so busy and that he's just coming up for air, and to give him a call when I have a chance. But I guess what I'm saying is that I did some more research since the last time I called you guys, and it seems like it's something going on with him and his ex-wife that's more than platonic. So I'm asking Dr. Allen, how should I go about, I almost just don't want to talk to him anymore, but I don't want to be the type of person that just ghosts someone and just stops talking to them and ignoring them, because I know he's going to keep calling, but I also know that he hasn't really, he's never asked to come see me. He's never come out and said, I want to come to visit you. We live in different states. I want to come visit you in your state, or I'm going to send a plane ticket to come see you. Instead, he calls me daily or every other day, talks about, oh, when do you come out here? And I said, well, not really that much anymore because I don't live out there anymore. And it's kind of like that. But he's never said, I'm just going to come out and see you. When are you free? So I feel like we have this pen pal thing going on for the last 2 months, talking to
I hear and an he does, emotional yeah. relationship. The newest addiction is the dopamine produced by constant contact. An emotional relationship on the social media.
Right. It's the phone calls, it's the texts, and I realize yes. that I actually like this guy, but I don't feel like when we talk, he's asking me questions like he's interviewing me. He's talking about himself so much. He's talking about his career so much, and I'm just kind of listening.
I've got news for
and
you.
Yeah.
He's in contact with you. That is his emotional attraction. You're responding.
But he's not asking me things about me of substance. Like, he's telling me about his
darling,
work and this and that.
Yoo-hoo.
Yes.
All he wants is to connect with you. He's getting strokes by your communicating with him. You're having an emotional-based relationship.
So what is this then? Because for me, I want to be married and have children and be in a real relationship, have a boyfriend, and all of that stuff. And he's never even asked me.
Dear, I want you to hear how much time you're taking to tell your feelings about being rejected by him. Was he that big a stimulant for you?
That what? I'm sorry.
Big a stimulant. Did he produce enough dopamine to cause you to go around in circles talking about him?
I guess he has. I mean, I have
All
never
right.
met him
That's
in person.
That's what an emotional relationship is about.
So what should I do then? What I'm saying is I feel almost like I'm wasting my time. We're just communicating on the phone. Like you said last week, you don't know if you have chemistry because
Darling,
you've never met.
You're doing it. You're going around in circles again.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take the time to go around in circles with somebody that's not going anywhere?
No, I don't. I want to get married, hopefully this year, or at least be in a serious relationship this year. So, no.
Well, then what are you going to say to him? Thank you for calling, but I'm looking for a boyfriend to eventually marry.
And I just hit him out of the left field with that. That's what I'm trying to understand, like how
Honey,
that's why I called. Because,
you have to hit him from left field because there's nothing else building. Do you hear what you're saying? You don't want to terminate this circle thing.
So I'm asking you, what should I say so I'm not calling you next week saying, oh, no,
I'm not
the wrong.
Dear. I've already said you're having an emotional relationship with a go-nowhere man.
Okay.
Don't ask me for directions. What is it you don't want? Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
I don't want to be someone that continues to talk on the phone and text and never meet a person.
Then feel free to tell him so.
So I just say to him, thank you for the call, but I don't want to be someone that's a pen pal. I'm looking for someone that wants to date me and with the possibility of something becoming serious, i.e. leading to marriage.
Right, yeah, marriage-minded.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
No, tell him your truth. That's your truth, right?
That's what you did. Okay?
Okay. Because I've been avoiding him because I'm just, like, annoyed right now. And I know me. I don't want to go off on the deep end without being rational. I don't want to be so that, you know, guys love to call women crazy. I don't want him to say, oh, she's crazy. You know, that type of thing. So I just haven't picked up the phone.
Why don't you not mind what he calls you and just take care of yourself?
Got it. Okay, guys. I will do that and see what happens.
All right. Let us know.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Kelly, that is the biggest addiction advance is these relationships, especially between married people who get caught up in the emotion of it, but it's going nowhere, and they're literally ruining their relationships at home.
Yes, because an emotional affair is almost more of a betrayal than a physical one. A physical one, anybody can be physical. Prostitutes are physical without ever having any connection. However, that thing where somebody talks to somebody else, it's almost more betrayal. To me, it always has been. We've got another caller on. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Good evening, ladies. I do. And I'm wanting to know more about premature monogamy in terms of if man is dating you and asks for a commitment sooner than you're feeling comfortable with that. I've had that happen to me on numerous occasions. So I have a scenario I could describe if that's helpful, too.
The first thing many men do is to ask you to go off websites and dating services. Do you see?
Yeah. Right.
And and then they ask to see you and goes from there.
Yeah. Like, but the idea of premature monogamy, like, basically the recent thing that happened with me was a man went on a couple dates with him and we liked each other. I didn't have sex with him. He tried, but I said no. And then
did you tell him what you needed to make love?
Yes, I did. And he said that's totally understandable. And he later on asked me, you know, he said, well, what do I need to do to lock this down? Because I want to secure our relationship, you know.
That's right. So did you tell him?
Well, I said, at first I was hesitant because I mean, we had only gone on a couple dates and...
Wait a minute, he was asking you, what was it going to take to begin a serious relationship? That's a valid question.
I told him that I'm, you know, monogamous, we discussed the continuity, the monogamy, and the...
continuity.
The longevity, because I asked him,
you know...
How often
can you see each other? And longevity, is he going towards marriage or is he going towards mating? What is he going for?
Well, and he said marriage was his goal. And So, I mean, I ended up agreeing, but I still feel a little bit like, and then what happened after that was he had been coming through town and asked to stay with me. And I said, well, I have a son who's 12. And I said, no, because I have a son here at my house and I don't feel comfortable with that. And then
he asked to come and visit you.
Well, to stay over because he was flying out in the morning and he wanted to have a, basically not rent, have to rent a hotel. So I said, no, because I'm not comfortable with that. But then later we discussed our relationship and it sounded like we were in a relationship. He wanted me to be his girlfriend and it just went really fast. And I said, okay, you know, you can stay over, but then he came over. And it was kind of late and my son was already asleep, but I felt really uncomfortable with it. So I told him that and then he left and then he did not reach out to me for 2 days.
That's nothing. He's got 8 weeks.
Well, and then I was trying not to reach out to him, but I think I was just trying to figure out why he, because I thought maybe I was his girlfriend and then all of a sudden he didn't say anything to me. And I thought maybe I was feeling like I did something wrong by kicking him out kind of. And because I told him yes.
It sounds like he was asking to stay at your place to be with you. And you said no. And he didn't like it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, it wasn't because I didn't want to spend time with him. It was because my son was home and I didn't feel like it was. My son's never met him because he's a new guy in my life. So
I think that's very smart. What I'm hearing is, do you want to have casual sex or not?
No, I don't. I definitely don't want to have casual sex.
It sounds like if your son wasn't there, you would.
Oh, I'd let him stay over, but I wouldn't have sex with him.
All right, so you were still going. He didn't ask for sex. He just asked for housing with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, just to stay over for while he was in town.
And you had a good reason. I do not want my son to see me having guests that are just brand new. So,
right.
What are you uncomfortable about?
Well, I was just uncomfortable that he didn't reach out to me afterwards.
I've got news for you. He has 8 weeks to do that. You were
okay. Well, what if I? So I reached out to him today and just said, you know. Are we both being stubborn about this? Or I was just trying to understand what was going on
so
and that he misunderstood.
What is going on is you turned him down for his request.
Right.
And then you chased him.
Yeah, and I knew him? I was doing that. But he did respond and just basically
what did
said
he
that.
Say?
He just said he was under the impression that I needed space and that I had felt like the relationship was too quick and I was backing away.
You did need space for your son's moral development.
Yes, that's true.
So,
are
you going to regularly chase men?
No, I don't want to do that. And then I kind of knew that's what I was doing, but I guess I did it anyways because
I know that. Do you plan to do that? Because that is not a very safe hobby.
I do not want to do that again. So basically in the future, if that happens, that sort of thing happens, I just didn't want him to think I was ignoring him after that. So.
Well, he didn't like it that you didn't let him stay over. And that's kind of human.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
So now
okay.
You've reached out to him. Let's see what he does. in response to that, but mark off eight weeks from the time you last spoke to him.
Okay. Yeah. Any other red flag that came? Okay.
What?
I was going to say there was one other red flag I wanted to ask you about, if I have time.
Sure, go for it. Let's hear the red flag.
What is it?
Well, I think it's a red. I just want to hear what you think about it. But he has a son. He has a son, and he moved away from his son to take care of his mother because his mother is mentally ill and homeless and on drugs. And so he's like chasing after his mom, taking care of her, but it's not really
How old
doing
is
anything.
The son?
12 or 11.
So it sounds like you think you should pay attention to his son more than his mother. Is that correct?
Well, that's probably my opinion, yes. I feel like that's kind of interesting priority.
So are you thinking less of him for doing that?
I just think it's his mother's a lost cause from what he's told me, but I don't know why I don't know if it's just because he's got a mommy issue or something like that.
Well, having a mentally ill mommy is an issue.
Yes.
I can't believe that he is ignoring his son. His son may have to take a back seat to the mother because dealing with a mentally ill person is a complicated issue.
Right.
So,
are
you going to watch what he's doing? Are you eliminating him?
I think
what
so.
Are you doing with him?
I'm going to watch what he's doing, but I think I need to back off. And so as far as me being his girlfriend, I don't know if that's really what I want to be right now.
I got it. So he's basically a duty date. Or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some good qualities, but I also don't want to ignore my instinct.
Instinct.
I've done that. Yeah, and I don't
you know
want
what?
To do that.
Feel free to do that. You're wanting him to be a father first because mom doesn't even know that he's there, probably.
Yeah, she doesn't care anyway. She doesn't.
Well, she may not be able to know it.
Yeah, right.
So that's the standard you want to meet. You want children to be a high priority, and you want to be a high priority.
That's true, yes.
Okay. Well, stand by your priorities.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it so much. Thank you again.
Thanks, caller.
Good. It's compatibility.
Good night. Yes, true. That is true. Compatibility.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. That's reminds me of the scripture being equally yoked with respect to what you feel and what you think, your morals, your standards. And I think it's interesting because, you know, her son.
And your religion and your politics.
Right. And her son was a priority with respect to her not wanting to expose him.
That's
and
right.
So his son being what she maybe thought was neglected was an issue. So definitely that concept of being equally yoked with respect to your morals, your values, your religion, and that
sort of thing. Yes, very.
Is really important.
Nope.
Hey, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, thank you. It's kind of a follow-up. I called you guys, ladies, a couple weeks ago.
All right. We like follow-up.
A long-distance relationship where I was trying to nail down a visit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay. Thank you. Cool. So I believe I did what you guys coached me on. which was to ask him, you know, if he had a good time to talk about my feelings. And I thought it was interesting that when I left, that was a message that I left him. And then he called me back from work because he felt nervous about being able to listen. And that was the way he, like, you know, helped himself to, you know, hear me, was to be at work, be in that mindset, I guess. And then he agreed to, you know, on his next day off to sit down together and talk about, to find a date we could both do. Then when the time came, other things got in the way, and he was very frustrated, and I had my only goal in the conversation was to follow through with it. And then, so finally he did, but reluctantly. And now, and so he asked for time off of work, and now it hasn't, he wasn't granted that time. So I've made a commitment to take the time off from my work because I'm keeping a promise to myself to get out of town every you know, regularly. Was also part of the, you know, the plan. But now he can't do it. And I've said, okay, well, we can plan for 2 months from now. And he doesn't want to do that. He's like, I can't wait that long. and it's like, I've had to work on him to, you know, for 6 months to get him to pick a date. And now that it didn't work, he can't wait. And he also keeps saying he wants it to be spontaneous, but my lifestyle, you know, with my job doesn't allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
So spontaneity produces chaos.
Yeah.
Self-discipline allows spontaneity. That's compatibility.
Right. Right. He's got a very, you know, planned lifestyle. So I feel like it, you know, that's what he needs for himself, but it doesn't honor that I'm in a different situation.
That's right.
And I'm very open.
It's a bit of a turnoff. Does he qualify to be number three man?
Number three?
Yeah, one, two, and three. I asked you to date three men until you have someone that's building with you.
Oh, I don't think that was me, if you mean that literally. Cause
no,
I've been
but
in this relationship.
Do you give men three dates?
I'm lost.
All right.
When a man dates you, will you date him three times?
Yes, I've been involved with him for 4 years.
You've been involved with this? You've had a relationship for 4 years?
Yes. It just became long distance 6 months ago.
I got it. So it changed its compatibility factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So is it falling apart now?
Not exactly. I mean, we were in touch, you know, daily, but he's not able to make a commitment towards, you know, the next thing for us. He's following through with other aspects of his life, what got him to move, but he's not, you know, nurturing in the same way our relationship to continue.
Is that so because has he become a career man?
He always has been. He's definitely money making and work. You know, he likes to keep himself busy with work.
So he's a career man, and you want to be with the man with the career on the side.
I do want, you know, more the relationship to be more forefront.
All right. So you are with the wrong man.
Yeah. Yeah, simply put, seems like it.
Something changed in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he took a step in the direction of his career, you know, for his...
Fine, he became a career man.
Mm-hmm.
And you now, are you a career woman?
No. Mm-mm.
You're a woman with a career or a job.
Yeah.
Okay. But isn't it in your best interest to be with the man who wants to give you status and stability financially?
Yeah.
I once had a couple where she got angry because he was working. He became more invested in his career. So do you know what I advised? That she would get a percentage of the increase in his money coming home for giving him space to go make it.
Wow. How'd that arrangement work out? Did he go for it?
Worked out very well. Women generally marry and mate for status and financial security. Two-thirds of the time. Men, on the other hand, want sensual, a good home, and sexual, a responsive woman or man to be with. So we each have to decide if we're career people, men and women, or are we a man and a woman who don't want to be career women and may often not want their partners to not be, you know, man and woman. But that generally ends up with people frustrated financially and sexually.
Makes sense.
What?
I was going to say, I'm probably confused and sending mixed messages because I enjoy his career mindedness and being around that, and he's financially mature, and I enjoy being around that and learning from it, being, you know, having that example in my life, and that somebody who lives with that discipline. That's part of what I'm attracted to in him, because I want to learn from it.
Maybe you want to do something. This is why, if you'll notice, doctors' wives often are very invested in charity work. And the reason often is because he's working so much on his career.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, literally gives them something to do.
Yeah.
In
the case of the couple where he gave her a percentage of the upping of their money when they did their taxes to reward her for supporting him doing his career.
Right, because it's like paying her as being part of a team. You know, she benefits individually as well as collectively. To be perfectly honest, go ahead. I realized, thank you for this, and I realized, just in talking about it, that I've got, I lost my train of thought.
Not to be angry with him.
No, I really don't, because I see how he flourishes at what he does. I want to learn from and be around it, but I also don't want I want to have my own version of that rather than support his only.
Okay. Then you want to be a bit of a career woman yourself.
I do, yeah. But I don't, so far in my life, that's not been my motivation. I've always been more relationship oriented, so that's part of my own inner conflict.
Then maybe you need to be with the man who has a job, but not a career.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very good. That sounds like it goes nowhere. And I don't want to be with somebody who has a career mindset.
Perhaps
nowhere like me.
You may appreciate and respect him more for being a career person.
I do.
Well, then that's what the purpose of this call was.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know how, but thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Because she kind of came to what she really wants there. That's interesting. I love the way you did that, Dr. Allen. You just drew that right out of her, that maybe she wants to be a career woman. As opposed...
Maybe she wanted a perfect human being to do everything. That's not going to happen. We tend to come...
Hi, this is Margaret. Please leave a message.
Oh, well, that looks like that caller was a voicemail. Let's see. Well, I wanted to mention something, and I didn't mention it earlier, but I will mention it now. Everybody needs to go and sign up for that monthly newsletter. You're missing out on some stuff. I'm getting some emails. I'm getting some messages. Hey, Kel, what about this? Hey, Kel, what about that? So if you'll sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com, you will find out all of the interesting stuff ahead of time. Also, don't forget to go to www.oneistore to find out about our seminars. You can also buy our products, our books, our DVD sets, all kinds of amazing stuff. And I think we have a caller on the line. So let's take that call. Caller, are you there? Are you live with us?
I am, and I have a question.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
So I'm wondering about how to use Dr. Allen's tools in online dating. I'm having a lot of trouble with online dating. I don't meet people, you know, that much in real life. And I'm just wondering, if you're wanting to be the feminine energy, is there a way, you know, online to signal you want courtship?
Ooh, okay.
Well, websites very often ask you to signal that you like them or bleep or wink or something, which mm-hmm. then tells them you're available, and it's up to them to decide if they want to investigate you, unless you want to be the investigator. Do you want to be respected first and cherished second? Do you want to be a career woman or a woman with a career?
Well, I want to be cherished first and a woman with a career, but I feel like I'm kind of recovering from being very masculine, so it's still a challenge for me.
I got it. Okay, so are you pretty well immersed in your career?
I would say right now I am more of a woman with a career.
So you're available to date at least once a week?
Yes.
Okay. And do you signal on websites with a wink or a blink or whatever?
Well, I've mostly been using Tinder, and they, you know, that's mostly about the photos, and they don't have like a standard way to say what you're wanting, you know?
Yeah, that's the...
Sorry.
How do you signal other people?
Well, what I do is in my profile, I say I'm interested in dating and a possible long-term relationship, but I don't really know if there's a better way I should word that.
But you are on websites that don't ask that you signal that you like them or you're aware of them or...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So what I usually do is I just wait for them to, you match. You both have to, you know, swipe right, say yes, and you match. And then I usually wait for them to speak to message me first.
Okay. But very many of the websites give you an opportunity to flag them that you're interested.
Mm.
Like, for example, Plenty of Fish. or cowboysonly.com. Okay, if you go to cowboysonly.com, it says, like, you'll get a message in your email box. This cowboy wants to meet you, or this cowboy gave you a wink. So that's what Dr. Allen's asking. And Tinder is just a little bit different. It's like you swipe left if you don't like them. You swipe right if you do like them. It's kind of limited in the interaction, in my opinion. I might explore some different dating websites. But I love what Dr. Allen says about meeting people in person, that five-second flirt, just making eye contact and a smile out in the real world, where you actually feel that that electromagnetic pull, that chemistry and that energy. And Dr. Allen has talked about this, and it works. And we've had a lot of people call in and go, wow, does that work? So you were saying you don't meet a lot of people in person. Why is that?
Well, I feel like my hobbies are all, like, very feminine. You know, I'm not really into sport. I'm not into a lot of stuff that where there's very many men, and I work in education, and it's very female-dominated. And so maybe I do need to make more of an effort. I do know about the five-second flirt, and I have not quite mastered it yet. I still have that thing where I get nervous or whatever, look away.
5 minutes a day, 5 days a week?
No, that sounds like a good plan, though.
But you got to try
I'm
it.
What I'm hearing is you're not marketing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah,
do you want to go dancing? Do you want to do Starbucks? Do you want to do face-to-face? Or are you willing to signal somebody on websites that you're interested, you like them?
Yes, I am willing to do that. Yeah. Both.
All right. Then give it a go and then call us back and tell us if it was successful.
Okay. Can I ask one more question? Is that
true? Yes, of course.
Okay. Sure. So, you know, if a man messages me on a dating site and he asks about wanting to meet, he asks if I want to meet, and I say yes, I'm finding that almost all of them want me to make the date plan.
I understand that. Those are called men who want mama.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So the answer to that is, I want to be the girl.
Okay. And how would you phrase that then?
First of all, you would have responded, as I said, with a wink or a blink or a yes or a whatever. You would have responded to his presentation.
Yes.
And then he would call you and say, well, call me sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, you have every right to want me to reach out to you, but I'm not comfortable with that. I want to be the girl, the egg. I want to be pursued. Do you want to do that?
Okay. That makes sense.
Because there are a significant number of men that want women to pursue them. They have a right to want that. But you have to decide if you want that.
Okay. I got it. That makes sense. I'm seeing that a lot.
Okay. So are you willing for this month, Valentine's month, are you willing to magnetize rather than dynamize?
Yes, I love the way you say that. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And try that. Try that, caller. Go out in the world and smile at somebody. There's all kinds of men at the supermarket. There's even the best time of day to meet the single man. You can tell who they are, typically. They have the... little basket on their arm, not a big shopping cart, and right. They don't have a basket full of food. They got a steak and maybe an ear of corn in there. Pretty easy to identify in them. If you're looking for them, you'll usually find them. A big smile always helps.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Take care, caller. Let us know.
Will do.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We love that you're here. We hope you'll be back with us next week. Dr. Allen, before we go, what have you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction. Stop doing something until you get and magnetize what you want.
I love it. That's my favorite one. We love you all so much. We'll be back next week. And everybody, do that flirt. It's Valentine's month tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.